When it comes to being a rapper, I'm not one. You'll never catch me out late or in the hot sun. If I ever meet a hot chick, I'll say I've got one. Welcome back to Power Play Podcast. This intro is so dumb. All right, hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Power Play Podcast for Monday, August 3rd. And of course, this is the 14th episode, in case you don't have eyeballs that can see that on the title page and also the thumbnail.
Wait, hold on.
And who am I? Who am I? Of course, I'm your host, master, and MC, Jake Bradley, or Spider Junkie, if you prefer calling me that. What happened this week, Jake? Oh, I'll tell you. Okay, if you just calm the fuck down. I think I need to go take a nap. Well, a lot of fun things happened this week, my little babies. I went on my friend Michael's podcast, and that was a fun time, kind of. It was very clusterfucky, and I wanted to punch him in the face a couple times. But you know what? We got through it, and it was fun. We recorded about 4 hours over the hour time limit that we gave ourselves. And we had so much to talk about, and we had so much to say about each topic that we talked about. But Michael edited it down to an hour. Within that 5 hours of talking, so I mean, it worked out pretty good, I guess. You guys can go check out the episode if you want. I'll put a link down to it in the description if you are interested in hearing more of me, and also if you want to hear Michael or something like that, if you care. I should be on his podcast again in a couple months when Fallout 4 is about to be released in November, so yeah, be on the lookout for that as well. I think it's like episode 4 when I'll be on, because it's a monthly podcast. It's called Glitch Gaming Monthly, and we talk about, or I guess he talks about, not me all the time, but he talks about what's coming up in the next month, and he also does a recap of the month prior. So, a lot of fun. We had a good time. I did want to kill him a couple times, because it was like 4 a.m. before we got done, but that's okay. Because we had a blast, and Mike will be on this podcast in the near future. Hopefully, maybe in a couple weeks, but we'll see. Okay, we'll see if he pisses me off anytime soon. So, what actually happened this week, Jake? Okay, just get off my back. All right, I'll tell you. Last week I was in my car. This week I'm back in my house. Just get off me, okay? I actually got to play a kind of alright game. It's like a jump scare simulator, aka Five Nights at Freddy's 4. Oh, you didn't see that one coming, did you? I played Five Nights at Freddy's 4, and yeah, like I told my friend Michael that let me play it at his house, I'm kind of over it now. I'm actually over it. That's usually the way it is with most of the Five Nights at Freddy's games, or actually probably all of them. I'm over it after I play it once, and then I'm like, yep. And now I'm done. And now I never have to play it again, because I've got my fill. And honestly, I probably could just not play the other three and had just played the one, and I probably could have been like totally fine and would have been totally fulfilled in my life. And I would be like, these games are just, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what else to say. I've said so much about it already, and I bashed it and I praised it, and I mean, here's the thing. Just real quick, let me reiterate a couple things. I wish the best for the guy who made it. I think he's going to do great things, and I want all the success. I totally think he deserves all the success that he has gotten, and whatever. But I do not want the game to continue. I just don't. And I understand that means that, I don't know. Because it's a double-edged sword, because if I like the guy that makes it and I want more success for him, that means that he's going to keep having to do these games. But then that means that I'm going to fucking go fucking insane. I'm going to scissor my grandma. Jesus. Yeah. So that's what I have to say about that. Please stop it. I know this one's quote-unquote the last one. But I don't believe that shit for a second, okay? I just don't. Because, you know how, like, the old horror movies, the Freddy, the Jason, and the Michael Myers were all, like, mostly the Friday the 13th ones with Jason, whereas like, oh, this is the final chapter, but then there was like another one the next year, and it's like, oh, this is the beginning, or the new beginning, or the, oh my god, it was so stupid. But I mean, I like those somewhat. Some of my, they're fucking stupid, but I like the characters in those. I wish they don't like rehash it all the time, but I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite in that sense that I like horror movies that kind of do that, that they keep like coming back more and more and more, but I don't like horror video games that do that. At least ones that are like super, super hyped. Those are, I don't, and okay. I'm starting to lose every bit of like, of my speech. So I'm just gonna stop talking about it because I don't want to go into a rant any more than I already have. So, anyways, what movie did you go see this week, Jake? Let's talk about that on a lighter note. I went to go see Inside Out with my girlfriend. We used her free tickets to go see it, and it was fantastic. I loved it a lot. It was, I mean, basically, it's a brand new concept from Pixar, and it's great. They have these emotions inside this girl's head, and there's anger, there's joy, there's fear, there's sadness, and there's disgust. And basically, it's just the five things that run your personality, and they are running this girl. They are like making her tick, pretty much. Like everything that she does is a decision from them, and it's pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, in this movie, oh my gosh, in this movie, everything that could go wrong kind of does go wrong, which sucks because I'm like, why? But in the end, it made me, like, I guess, more attached to the characters. But whatever. Oh, Jesus. I know things have to go wrong in movies for them to have, like, solutions and stuff like that. But sometimes I just wish it was, like, a movie that had no problems, no conflicts. It was just all peachy keen the entire time. And it was just that. Just a boring movie. Sometimes I just want a boring movie. Nothing to resolve. Nothing to get fixed. It's just fine the entire time. And that sounds like the most boring movie I know, but it would be a nice, refreshing change of pace. But anyways, I love this movie. It's fantastic. It made my girlfriend cry, I think, twice, at least. It had a couple... I'll admit that it had a couple parts that were sad, but I'm a man. Not much of one, but a man. And I will never cry, ever. I don't care what it is. I have never cried over something like a movie or a show or anything like that. I've never cried over something stupid or small, I guess. But, I mean, of course you don't think it's stupid in the moment because you're crying over it and you're like, it's not stupid, it makes sense why I'm crying. Of course it does. Of course it does. I don't even cry when relatives die. Okay. I don't cry, usually. I think the last time I cried was over something... probably stupid, but I can't remember what it was. It's been a while since I've cried, actually. I haven't sat down and thought about it, but it's been a long time since I've cried. And I don't know. Am I a robot? Am I a monster? Am I a robot monster? All right, so anyways, yeah, go check out Inside Out. It's probably almost out of movie theaters now because we got to go see it way after it's been out, but I've been wanting to see it for a while, so I'm glad I got to go see it before it got out of theaters. So that was, yeah, it was great. I think I'm a lot like fear and a little bit of joy as well. I'm pretty optimistic for the most part. I know you can't tell in my personality on the podcast. On the podcast, I'm very cynical and I'm very, I guess, pessimistic. But in my actual life, I'm pretty optimistic for the most part. So I don't know. But I am also a big wimp, so that's the fear in me. So, whatever. Great movie. Fantastic. Go see it. I can't say anything better about it. It's great. One of my favorite Pixar films, actually, of right now. Hold on. Let me just take a sip of my Red Bull real quick. That's pretty good. So I don't know if I mentioned this, but at the end of this podcast, I thought I would give you guys a little special treat. And everything that Michael... Oh, not everything, but I was going to put in some deleted topics from Michael's podcast on my podcast at the very end of this episode. So if you guys want to stay through to the very, very end, it's like a post-credit scenes, you know? It's like one of those Marvel whatever the fucks. So basically, I'll say, all right, guys, see you next week. And then it'll do the outro music, and then it'll go into me and Michael talking. So if you want to stay after the outro, then the beat, by all means, you can do that. But if you don't, then you can just say, all right, peace out. You can even say that right now. You can just go leave. You don't have to listen to any of the podcast. But yeah, it'll be there for like maybe 5-10 minutes, just for like some of my favorite moments that weren't in the podcast. So, all right, on to Spider-Man related news. There's two things actually, and I'm very excited. I'm decently excited about some of these things. So, one of the big things is there was a leaked Spider-Man cast list that came out not too long ago. And some of them are very questionable on whether or not they're real. So, let me go down the list real quick. Peter Parker / Spider-Man is being played by Tom Holland. That has already been confirmed. Yes, of course. Adrian Toomes, a.k.a. The Vulture, is going to be played by Billy Zane. And that's not confirmed, but it's final negotiations, apparently. And Billy Zane, I could see him as The Vulture, maybe. As Adrian Toomes, but... what else has he been in? Oh, he was in Back to the Future. That's right, Billy Zane. Okay. Yeah, I could see him being the Vulture. He's already bald. He's already got a bald head, or at least shaved. So that already fits the bill, kind of. and then here's the one that I'm like, really? I don't know if I believe it, and or if it is true, then I don't know if I want it. But okay, so Matt Gargan, a.k.a. Scorpion, is supposed to be played by Jason Biggs. And this is the guy from American Pie. The main guy that sticks his dick in a pie. That's who is going to be, supposedly, in final negotiations to play Scorpion. Now, I don't see that. I don't see the fit for that. But yeah, you never know. I mean... I only see him in, like, raunchy comedies, whether it's Orange is the New Black or, American Pie or a couple other ones, but he's always the funny guy. And I don't know if he could play Matt Gargan. Matt Gargan is like a... I mean, he's stupid. He's just like a thug that's stupid. And then JJ just, like, gives him the suit to go kill Spider-Man. I don't know. Whatever. So let's just continue. So as for the supporting cast... Aunt May is Marissa Tomei, which has been confirmed. Actually, that is real. That's the only two that have been confirmed, is Spider-Man and Aunt May. So, everything else is speculation, pretty much. Or just quote-unquote leakage. Apparently, Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, is going to be in this film. In the new Spider-Man reboot film. As a cameo, I guess. But it's still not confirmed yet. And then we got Mary Jane Watson... which is going to be played by Rachel G. Fox. And I looked her up. I didn't know who she was, but Rachel G. Fox, she looks pretty, actually. And I could totally see her being Mary Jane. Especially since this new cast is very young and very, I guess, modernized. I could see it. I could see it. I mean, I don't know what her acting skills are yet, but the look is down, I say. And that's also not confirmed yet. Harry Osborn is being portrayed by Timothy Chalamet, and I looked him up as well, and he actually fits the bill pretty well as well. They both, him and Peter, the new Tom Holland guy, look pretty young. They both look, yeah, pretty much the same, but I mean, Peter and Harry look similar in looks, but I could see it. Liz Allen, which is one of Peter's classmates usually, and sometimes a love interest, Sammy Galey, I looked her up as well because I didn't know who she was, and that's and she looks okay. She has like really short black hair right now for the pictures, and I can see this as well. Even though usually Liz has blonde hair, but I'm sure she'll dye it. Flash Thompson, which is one that's a little bit weird as well, along with Scorpion, is playing by Jacob Lattimore. Or supposedly Jacob Lattimore. I mean, I'm not saying that it's weird that he is African-American, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're starting to, like, I don't know, branch out and do more, like, why can't they be, like, different races? I mean, that's fine, but, I don't know. It's just, it's already, like, stuck in your brain that all these characters are a certain way, and then when they're not that way in something, you're like, what the fuck? Why aren't you doing it the way that I want it, right? I mean, I don't know. Kind of like the new Fantastic Four with the Human Torch is black, which is fine. And I really hope that movie's good. If it's good, I will probably burn my other copies of the Fantastic Four from before because, Jesus, those are awful. But if it's even worse, oh, can you imagine if this new Fantastic Four or Fan Four stick is worse than the, the previous ones? I can't imagine that. I really can't imagine that they'll be worse. They have to be at least a little bit better than those. Anyways, back to the list. So we got Flash Thompson. Sure, that'd be fine. J. Jonah Jameson is... This one was actually kind of interesting. He is supposedly going to be played by Hugh Laurie, which is the guy who plays House in the TV show House. I could see this, actually. I could see J. Jonah Jameson Jr., being played by House MD. I mean, just think about it. I mean, he's got to have like the black and like grayish sideburns and like the big like black grayish mustache, and I can see it. I could absolutely see this, and like his acting skills. I don't know. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, we all want J.K. Simmons back for J. Jonah Jameson, but I mean, I kind of want to leave him off and just kind of have him remembered as that character for that trilogy, and now we'll have a new one for another trilogy, you know? I mean, that's the way I feel. And then we got a couple more. And then Robbie Robertson, which is one of the other Daily Bugle, like, reporters, which is, like, the head editor, I guess. He's played by Forrest Whitaker, which I could totally see. Yeah. Robbie is actually black in the comics and all that, so that makes a lot of sense. He looks like he could fit the bill. Betty Brant is going to be played by Miranda Cosgrove. And if you don't know who Betty Brant is in the comics and also in the movies, she is pretty much the receptionist for the Daily Bugle. And it has been one of Peter's love interests, which is great. So, I mean, I really hope that Miranda Cosgrove isn't necessarily Betty, but I mean, I could maybe see that. I mean, she does fit the bill. Like young, slender, black-haired lady. That's basically all you need for Betty, but I don't know. We'll see. And she is young, too, so the new Peter Parker is super young, so they could have, like, I don't know. Anyways, that's a questionable one for me. And then Ned Leeds. I could not remember who Ned Leeds is in the Daily, like, Bugle or whatever, but it's apparently played by Tyler Posey, and he is off of, I think it's Teen Wolf? Yeah, he's known for Teen Wolf. Yep. He's pretty handsome, I'll tell you that much, but I don't know who Ned Leeds is. I have no idea. But he's on the last on the call list, so I assume that he's a very, very minor character. I don't know. Alright. So yeah, that's basically it for the casting leaks. Who knows if they're true? If they are, some of them, they're okay. I could totally see Billy Zane as Vulture. I could totally see Rachel G. Fox as Mary Jane. And even the Harry Osborn pick is pretty good. There's a couple ones that are actually pretty good, but they're the ones that are kind of iffy for me. Scorpion as Jason Biggs. I don't know, man. Final Negotiations is scaring me, because if that's real, I don't know. I was the guy who was, like, really on board for Jamie Foxx being Electro, even though, Electro has never been black in the universe, I guess. And B, I mean, Jamie Foxx, it's weird. It's a weird, I guess, fit for a villain, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. So. But there is some more Spider-Man leakage that has been out. It's not, I mean, I guess it's not really leaked, but it's it's concept art for the new costume that we haven't got to see yet, except for like a couple of like small little sneak peeks. And like I talked about last week, those sneak peeks were the goggles, or the goggle-looking eye lenses, and also the material of the costume. And apparently, one of the people that are working on the new Spider-Man, movie reboot, made a quick concept art of the costume, and it basically it got deleted right away. Actually, like he put it up, and then pretty much immediately he erased it, or he got like deleted from Reddit. And but I got to check it out real quick, and it basically looks like it's black and red, and it doesn't look anything like we've seen before. It looks nothing like the classic version of Spider-Man. It looks nothing like any of the other alternate Spider-Man, really. But the director said that the new Spider-Man costume, at least from Civil War, I think, will be a more handmade costume. So this makes a little more sense, I guess, as like a prototype version of the actual costume that will come later. I hope so. I hope this is just a beginner costume. So, basically it's black and red, and it does have the goggle, like, visor eyeballs that, like, have articulation that can, like, turn around. It looks kind of cool, I guess. The spider barely looks like a spider. It's just, like, it looks more like just legs that are, like, sprawled against, like, his entire chest. It doesn't look, I don't know. I'm not too excited for the costume. It doesn't look that great. And who knows if it's real. I mean, it could just be like a little bit of a left turn, and then it'll get us off of it. And then when we see the actual costume, it's like, oh my god, this is nothing like what I thought. I don't know. It looks weird, but if it's just like a temporary costume, then I'm okay with it. You know? As long as it's not going to be there to stay, I'm fine with it. You want to know what I really hope happens in the either Captain America Civil War, or, I mean, it's probably not going to happen then, but I hope that it happens like later on down the line, for at least maybe like the Infinity War. I hope that Tony Stark makes the Iron Spider-Man costume for Peter and gives it to him, and then he can use that to fight against in the war. I really hope that happens. I really want to see that in action. I want to see the Iron Spider-Man costume on the big screen. That's going to be fantastic. I mean, he can have his classic Spider-Man costume, and even this new, like, homemade version that he has for a little bit, I hope. Yeah, if he gets the friggin' Iron Spider costume, I will jizz in my pants on sight. Once I see it, right away. Okay? You understand? I hope you understand. Because I don't want to say it again. Yeah. If that happens, I will fucking give Marvel all my money. That'll be amazing. Jesus. Huh. Yeah. So I since the Iron Spider-Man costume was introduced in the Civil War storyline, I hope that they're going to go that route and do that. But, I mean, I don't know. It would be really easy not to do it, because they could just, like, I don't know. Because if you don't know, in the Civil War storyline, Spider-Man starts off on one side, and then he changes to another one. He starts off on Captain America's side, and then he switches to Iron Man's side. And then Iron Man gives him the suit to fight against Captain America. So, yeah. Whew. Holy balls. Or it might be the other way around. I don't know. Anyways. On to other things other than Spider-Man, which is what I've been talking about, because I love it. I love Spider-Man. And I don't want them to do a shit job, even though I know they're probably going to do a good job. Marvel always does a good job on their product, their properties. Their properties. So, yeah. Oh. So, one of the other big things that happened this week was Channing Tatum was rumored to no longer be Gambit in the upcoming X-Men movies and also his standalone movie. And honestly, when I heard this, I was a little happy. Because, I don't know, I was never super ecstatic about Channing Tatum playing Gambit, even though I know he was, like, super hyped about doing it. And he was very, I don't know, on board with doing it. I don't know. And he does fit the bill. He does actually, like, I could see him being Gambit, but I don't know if he has the, I don't know, the chops to do it, I guess. I don't know who does, but I don't think he does. But now, apparently, he's come out and said that, no, this is not true. I have already signed the contract, and we are going through with it. But he did say that there was some, like, I guess, back and forth between the company and him. So there was a point where there was actual, I don't know, bad blood, I guess, between them. So, but apparently they have, like, come to agreement on something, and there will now be, yeah, a new Gambit with Channing Tatum. So, great! Fantastic. I don't mind Channing Tatum. He's not a bad actor. He's not a bad person. But I just, when it comes to comic book movies, I just want the best, man. And Gambit was always one of my favorites from the X-Men, like, story. He's probably number two, and the number one was always Nightcrawler. If they don't do Nightcrawler well again in the X-Men Apocalypse, I might cry, okay? Because he was always the coolest character, in my opinion. He's a little blue dude that teleported around. He was badass. He's cool. So, Nightcrawler, my favorite X-Men of all time. There you go. All right, so before we say goodbye for the end of this podcast, and I know it's been a little bit shorter, but, I mean, there's not much that happened this week, okay? Get off my dick. let me tell you about the comics that you should go read. I want you to go read Gambit. It's a 4-issue limited series. It's the very first like solo comic book series with Gambit in it, and it's the very first series. There are a couple other series, but this is the very first one. It was in 1993 or 1994 when it happened, so go check that out. It's pretty good, actually. I liked it a lot. So, and then I also want you to go check out Amazing Spider-Man issue 529. And I know that's a little intimidating with the number, but this is the very first appearance of the Iron Spider-Man costume. So check that out so you can get some, I guess, understanding of what I'm talking about if you don't know. And then, just for fun, go read Superman Red Son. And that's basically just an alternate version of Superman where it asks the question, what if Superman crash-landed in Soviet Russia? Yeah. Go check that out. It's actually pretty good. It actually got a couple of awards, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah. I don't like Superman that much, but I'm going to tell you to go read this because it's good. So anyways, I hope you guys have a good week. I will see you next Monday, of course. And yeah, if you want to listen to the rest of the podcast with me and Michael talking on his podcast, then stay through this. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. I love you. Deuces! There's gotta be an actual, like, start of this, you know.
There might be.
Yeah. They're better
find out,
Michael.
In a couple days.
No. Just introduce what the name of the podcast is and who I am. And who you are.
Ah, what the fuck.
Hey, yo, what the fuck, dude? You wanna freaking jerk me off?
Excuse me?
You looking at me with those queer eyes? Alright, sorry.
Hey, you looking at me?
Hey, you looking at me? It must be me, because I'm the only one here.
Oh.
Michael!
What?
What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
You're got to do an intro of some sort. No, you did not.
Oh, yes, I did.
You have to say what the podcast is. What is this? What are we doing here, and why?
But you already said it.
No. Glitch, I mean, yeah, we did, but I mean, oh my god, this is not good. This is not good off the bat.
Oh, I think this is a perfect intro.
I don't
want
to be here, no.
You do want to be
here.
Who
am I? Huh?
Huh?
Who am I?
You are Spider-Man.
Okay. I find it appropriate that I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt right now.
I do too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yes. Can I start my podcast like yours?
You can do it similar, but you can't do it the exact same
way. Why not?
Way. Because that's absolutely copy.
I can't say, welcome back to Power Play Podcast. episode
Holy shit, no. That is definitely not going to be. Welcome back to Power the Podcast for episode 14 before it even comes out, and it's from you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, it would be, because it'd be Saturday. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll just beat you to it, then it'll be my podcast. Isn't that how this works?
No.
Anyway.
So how about you press that little stop record button.
Okay.
And then, you didn't press it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Asshole. You're an asshole. Please, please, Michael, I beg of you. I want to do a legit thing.
This is a beautiful intro.
I want you to just simply say, hello, something like that, and say, welcome to the very first episode of Glitch Gaming. This is a podcast where we talk about gaming on a monthly basis. That's pretty much it. And here with me I have my very special friend, guest, and partner in crime, Spider Junkie, go fuck yourself. Alright? Alright. You're gonna use my voice for that, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Alright, great.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Michael,
that was
why?
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
God.
I couldn't have done it better myself.
Why can't you just do it? You could literally just take what I just said and copy it. I'll give you permission.
I think it's funnier that you just
then
did
I'm,
it.
That I'm pissed off?
That you
yeah,
just
I'm
did
so
it.
I'm so happy.
I
yeah.
think it's
so
that
funny
you
to
just
me.
Did it.
Yeah.
But anyway. So who are you?
Hi. My name is Jake, and I'm Michael's ex-friend.
Aww,
and I have
so
a podcast
mean.
That
that's
is way,
so mean.
Way better than this one.
I
should go
I
check
don't
it
know
out. It's called Power Play Podcast.
It revolves around comics, and who likes those?
I like, it doesn't revolve around that. That's just a small thing.
It does.
Honestly, that's only like a fourth of it.
I mean, should we pull up the picture again?
The picture has nothing to do with the content.
But it does.
It doesn't, though.
But
I just
does.
Like the way it looks as a comic book.
Hey.
The main thing I talk about comic books is the pull list at the end. It's like, hey guys, go read these three comic books of the week, and then I'll do another three each week. That's basically all I'll talk about. I might talk about some references to
trying
comic
to
books.
Make people spend money, I see.
It's a suggestion. It doesn't have you don't have to go spend money, but I'm suggesting good comic books that you can read.
It's a lot of comic book stuff.
It is. And if you notice, it's mostly DC, which yeah. I don't like as much.
Except
the only,
for him.
And Daredevil.
Yeah.
These are the only two Marvel
characters.
Well, he's
got a D on his chest.
But... Doesn't... it's not, it's not a DC, it's a DD, double Ds, on his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boobies.
For that double D.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about boobs.
Oh, okay.
Double Ds, double D, on his chest. How perfect is that?
Anyway.
So what the fuck is this podcast?
Glitch, it says right there.
How about you tell me yourself? They can't see it.
Yeah,
I can,
see
it.
No, they can't. Yeah, they can.
Oh, yeah, I mean, are you going to add this in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fine. But I want you to tell me in your own words what this podcast is and why we're doing it.
Glitch Gaming Monthly.
And?
Because I'm bored.
What is it about? What are we doing?
What's it about?
What are we talking about?
Gaming.
I'm
going
to mix this drink, okay?
That's gross.
Alchemy, alright? You like this? Huh? You like this shit? So what are we talking about first? Asshole. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Fine. I won't plug your shit then.
I already plugged it!
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think you plugged all of it, but okay.
Hey, listen, asshole. I plugged your shit for 2 weeks in a row. You should give me some respect, okay? You didn't even ask me to. I did it. I'm just gonna like you.
Oh,
and you're not even gonna do this. Just
love
disrespect me as a friend and a podcast listener.
Are you really gonna listen?
I will listen to this and
really?
See how much you fucked me, and see how much you actually.
I think it's gonna be great,
guys. Listen to my podcast. It's once per week. This is once per month. Already better.
Possibly two times a month.
Possibly. Okay, fine.
We'll
possibly.
Get into that
possibly.
Later.
But yeah, so far still consistent with the once per week for me, which is actually very rare for me to keep consistent on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the most I've done in a good chunk.
Got multiple things coming out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Possibly two times a week.
Maybe. Oh yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. God. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward.
I know
to
you
it.
Are because you're the one who
freaking
convinced
me
into it.
To upload.
I don't.
Because
I
can't record gameplay because my computer is crap.
You know what I need?
What? What do you need? You need me to press record and start all over?
I really do. That would be actually the best thing ever.
Yeah, but the intro was so perfect.
See, here's what I imagine with this podcast. When you said, hey, get on my podcast as the first guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that... Well, actually, I imagine nothing less, honestly. We can keep this.
Where?
You can shove something
there.
In.
Are you ready?
I really do
there.
Not believe you.
I know you don't.
All right, here.
But I did.
The only way I will believe you, if you press that record button and you do an actual intro. That is okay. The only way I'll actually think you did it.
Okay, but what's to keep me from not hitting a record button, saying an intro, but then cutting it out?
Why would you do that, though? Why would you actually have a nice... I mean, but it's nicer because it's from your mouth, and you're the host. I'm not the host. I'm just the guy...
this is ironic.
Oh, it's so ironic. It's funny. It's so ironic, it's disgusting.
To you.
Yes, I'm so disgusted.
Why?
Ugh.
I think it's great.
Because we're like 15 minutes in, we haven't even talked about anything.
We're not 15 minutes in.
I know, I'm joking, but
we're 18 minutes and 30 seconds in.
Oh my god.
Minus about 6 minutes from the beginning, but...
sure, a lot of poop.
And probably more, but anyway.
Stop the recording right now. You said you already did it, so obviously you lied. So go ahead and just do it.
Well, no, I pressed record again immediately. But
if you press record again, then it plays over top of what's already been playing, so you'll hear it.
Yeah.
You can hear us back right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to hear or understand what I'm saying right now, and then also understand what I'm saying.
I turned the sound down.
Don't
turn my monitor. My monitor, bitch.
So will you do the actual intro?
Will it make you happy?
I would be ecstatic. And if it gets in the podcast. Let it get in the podcast. At least.
Okay.
Okay.